Black Friday deals have started at very.co.uk, with new offers revealed throughout the week. Go online now and discover great savings across big brands such as Samsung, Lenovo, PlayStation, and many more. Get more out of giving with our unmissable Black Friday deals. Get more out of every day with very.co.uk. Hurry, these offers end 8 p.m. on the 24th of November.
Wednesday, November 23rd, 2016, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, sports writer from Denver, Colorado. You know, we talk sports every single week. Try to do it with a little insight beyond the typical knuckle-dragging, rah-rah nonsense. You know, we bring you a dose of common sense, and hopefully, we can make you laugh maybe once, twice a week, something like that. We do our best to try to do that. You can subscribe to the podcast in a number of different places. All the usual suspects: iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, Google Play. We have our own channel over on Audio Boom. You can head over to blogtalkradio.com, a number of podcasts over on Blog Talk Radio, but you can find the Daily Dose over there. Or you can head over to our website, dailydosesports.wordpress.com, and check out some of the new articles that go up every single week. This week, what do we have go up this week? We had a poll go up this week about, you know, our favorite seasons. Some of the favorite seasons that you may enjoy the best. Which seasons do we enjoy the best? Number of different seasons to choose from. You might head over and check that out over on dailydosesports.wordpress.com. Plus, we do always include a link to the podcast there every week. Also, be sure to stop by our podcast network over at rogueintel.com and check out some of the new work that goes up there every single week. Always some new podcasts over there that you will enjoy. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you need some advice, you would like to throw out a suggestion our way, we would love to hear from you about a number of different subjects. We do get some things on a number of different subjects. Feel free, you can hit us on email at dailydosesports@gmail.com, or you can find us over on Twitter or Facebook and connect with us there. That is at Daily Dose Sports, and that is D-A-L-Y, Daily Dose Sports. Today on the show, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. It's Thanksgiving week. Don't you like Thanksgiving week? Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. Kids only go to school like a day or two, and then they're going to be home with you. You're going to have to figure out what to do with them every day. But, you know, here at the Daily Dose, we have a lot to be thankful for. We're going to discuss a few of the things that we have to be thankful for. There's a story in the world of sports right now that's getting some coverage, and I'm telling you right now, it's another example of the media trying to jam something down your throat that isn't there. We have no business even talking about this. It's not a story. We're going to talk about that today on the show. College football playoff is slowly starting to take shape. And now we can start to look at some of the credentials of the top teams. Who really belongs? Who shouldn't be there? And, you know, we aren't the only ones that have things to be thankful for just here at the Daily Dose. Today on the Daily Dose, we're going to take a look at what each NFL team has to be thankful for. Of course, NFL Week 11. Just finished up. Starting to get down the home stretch now. Starting to get down the crunch time as we head into the postseason. And you know, each NFL team, I promise you, they've got something to be thankful for. Today on the Daily Dose, we are going to talk about what each NFL team has to be thankful for. And as always, of course, we will have our Daily Dose Top 5. You've always got to make sure that you stick around for that one. You never know which way the Daily Dose Top 5 is going to go. Today, of course, Thanksgiving themed, as you can imagine, we've got something for you that you are going to want to stick around for. So it is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming this week. As you're listening to this, you're getting close. Maybe you've hit the store. Good luck if you've had to go to the store and go buy all the things. But I've told you in the past, I love Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is a very underrated holiday. It's not like Christmas, where I've got to go shopping and I've got to find all the exact right present and the exact right tree and the exact right decorations, or it's going to be a major problem. No, at Thanksgiving, it's just gluttony and football. I mean, there's not a whole lot of thought in it. Like, let's say, okay, what are we going to eat? I don't even have to come up with a menu. Like, the menu is pretty much laid out for me. Like, you got your turkey or your ham. I don't know, you got your potatoes. You got a couple side things. Maybe you go with carrots. You go with some stuffing. You got to have some big desserts. But I mean, there's not a big thought process going on. There's not a big decision to be made when it comes for Thanksgiving. It's one of the things I like about it. Gluttony, football, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But you know, we have a number of things that we have to be thankful for. At least here at the Daily Dose, we've got a few things that I'm very, very thankful for. So right now, I am going to count down a few of the things that I, Clint Daly, am thankful for. One of the things I'm thankful for, and we don't always get them. We don't always get them. We've gotten a couple recently, but we don't always get them. One of the things I'm thankful for is the great sports story. The great sports story. And when you look at some of the stories we've had, I mean, look at the Chicago Cubs, the Cleveland Cavaliers, even the Cleveland Indians versus the Cubs. But even recently, not just, but those are stories that, I mean, we're going to remember for a long, long time. Those are major stories that when you look back and you say, man, that's huge. That's something that's going to be remembered for generations of fans. And to see those great sports stories happen, we're witnessing history to see those great sports stories. You know, just this past season, seeing Peyton Manning win his Super Bowl and then retire. Some of those sports stories are absolutely incredible that we are witnessing. And we genuinely, we're witnessing sports history as we see these things. I love those things. How many sports stories do we have left, though? How many sports stories are still out there? From a standpoint of looking at teams that never win and then suddenly win, how many of the big ones? I mean, the Cubs was a huge one. I guess the Indians are still out there. The Cleveland Browns. The Arizona Cardinals are out there. The Detroit Lions would be a big story. Maybe someone like the Buffalo Bills. That would be a big story if they were to go win the Super Bowl. The Los Angeles Clippers in the NBA. There's a few baseball teams. Maybe, I don't know, the San Diego Padres or someone like that. The Toronto Maple Leafs in hockey. The great sports stories, there's something to be said about that. Like I said, we're witnessing history. Thankful for that. I like that. Give you something else I'm thankful for. The NFL Red Zone. I love me some NFL Red Zone. And you know the bad thing about the Red Zone? They don't do the commercials. We've talked about the ratings being down in the NFL. And I do believe a good portion of that is because people are watching the NFL in different ways. I'm watching the NFL Red Zone because I can, you know, you pivot around and you can see, you know, 15 different games all at once. You're seeing just the great plays. I don't have to stick with and watch the entire game of some really bad games. You know, on Sunday, I'm watching some of the games. I'm looking at San Francisco versus New England. I got news for you. And I realize New England is probably the best team in the NFL. That's a horrible football game. I'm watching some of the plays between the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Rams. That's a horrible, horrible football game. Like, nobody wants to watch that. But the NFL Red Zone, it lets us watch just the best plays. Just when it gets interesting. Oh, they got down in the red zone. Oh, they actually made a big play. Oh, yeah, okay, then I'll watch it for a second then. Other than that, there's no way I'm watching that entire game. That's a horrible, horrible football game. I don't want to watch it. Red Zone lets me do that. The only problem, and I will say this, the only problem I have with Red Zone is I can't walk away from it. I can't stop watching it. When it's on, I'm just sitting and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get something to drink, or I'm going to go do maybe a chore around the house, or I'm going to go get something done. And just after this play. Oh, okay, but just after this play. I can't get away from it. That's the only bad thing about Red Zone. You can't walk away from it. Another thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for March Madness. Every single year, we look at March Madness, we say it's going to be crazy. There's going to be upsets. There's going to be teams that sneak through. There's going to be teams that we don't expect to win. And every year, it lives up to the hype. It is the only major sports event that lives up to the hype every year. We have horrible Super Bowls. We have really uncompetitive World Series and NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals. March Madness is good every single year. Love March Madness. Something I'm thankful for. What else am I thankful for? Let's see. I'm thankful for fall. I'm thankful for the fall. When we get fall, now I'm in Colorado, and we get just incredible falls here in Colorado. The temperatures drop, gets down in the 60s and 70s during the day. It's warm, but it's not hot. Gets down in maybe the 40s at night. It's cool, but it's not cold. So the weather is beautiful. You get the changing of the leaves. It's just pretty. Football starts. Baseball starts getting interesting. Fall is a wonderful, wonderful time. You know, I'm thankful this year, at least, I'm thankful for the Thanksgiving football games that we have this year. And I don't know if you realize this, but we've actually got some interesting games this year. Usually, every year, and I've told you, we need to change how the schedule is. I don't know why the Cowboys and the Lions, get games every single Thanksgiving because most of the time they're not worth watching. But this year, we have some interesting game. Minnesota Vikings at Detroit, it's a pretty good game. That's not all bad. I kind of like that game. I actually am going to, you know, watch that game. Minnesota trying to get things back together. Detroit is leading the NFC North, as bizarre as that sounds to say out loud. The Detroit Lions are actually leading it. It's not bad. Vikings at Lions, pretty good game. Second game, you're going to get Washington at Dallas. We talked about last week, the Dallas Cowboys haven't played a very tough schedule. Their schedule has been quite soft. Washington at least gives them a test, gives them a divisional test. Washington at Dallas, that's a pretty good game in the afternoon. And then our evening game, the Pittsburgh Steelers go to Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Colts, who I'll be honest, we all started to count for dead. They're starting to play pretty good football. That's looking like a competitive game. And that's looking like a game that has playoff implications. So I'm thankful for the Thanksgiving games that we have this year. Not bad. Not bad. I'll give you something else I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the NFL extra point. Yes, the NFL extra point. As of Sunday, we had NFL kickers miss 12 extra points alone. 12. 12 of them missed. But that play is starting to get more interesting. Remember, you'd see the team score and you'd get up and leave. I'm going to go get a new drink. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go outside and talk to somebody. You'd leave. You ain't leaving now, are you? No, no, no. You're going to stick around and make sure. Are they going to get the point in? I don't know. And if they don't, they're going to have to go for two later. And that's not all bad either. I like the new NFL extra point. I realize a lot of times the NFL rules committee gets things wrong. They don't always make the most sense. NFL extra point, backing that up a little bit? No, that's been entertaining so far. I like the new NFL extra point. I'll give you something else I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for a good sports book. Now, I think I've told you this in the past. I'm an avid reader. I read constantly. I'm always reading. And sometimes it's hard to find good sports books. And I don't want the novels. That's not what I'm like really like a good autobiography, something interesting, something that gives me some stories, something that is a page turner that I can get into. Good sports books. You know, we probably should do a show sometime. I really should do, I don't know, maybe a top five or something, the best books that I've read sports wise. I've read a lot of sports books. I'll give you a couple sports books that I've read just recently. Just recently. The book I just finished reading, Quarterback: My Life Beyond the Spiral by Steve Young. If you want a good sports book, a lot of interesting stories. Steve Young, that used to play for the San Francisco 49ers, has led a very interesting life. He's had some strange things, some things that have happened that I didn't realize. He's had a very interesting life, though. Talks about him growing up, some of the things that he's dealt with in his life, and you do get some inside stories as to what was going on with the San Francisco 49ers, his relationship with some of the players. Very, very interesting. One that I had a hard time putting it down. I'll give you another one. Open by Andre Agassi, the tennis player. Excellent book. That was another one. I couldn't put it down. Andre Agassi has lived a very, very interesting life. A good sports book, though, gives you some stories, gives you some insight into the life of a player that you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. That's something I just didn't know. I had no idea. And I realized the Andre Agassi one has been out a while. But the fact that he was wearing wigs and he was, you know, stapling this stuff to his scalp so people wouldn't realize he had no hair. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. A good sports book is pretty good. I'll give you a few other things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the college football overtime rules. You know, where each team gets a crack at it, and each team gets a chance to score, and you get it on the opponent's 25, and then you have a chance to score. That's better than the NFL. I like that. And sometimes you get some really, really good college football overtime games as a result. I do. I like that. I think that's a good rule. The NFL should probably come around on that. Because you know those tie games that everyone thinks, oh, they're so quaint. Who cares if there's a tie? Pretty much everyone hates it. Get rid of the tie. Go to college football overtime. It makes more sense. You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful that the U.S. men's soccer team fired Jurgen Klinsmann. You know, their soccer coach? And I don't know if he deserved it. Jurgen Klinsmann was 55-27-16 as the soccer coach. But don't try to change us, Klinsmann. We don't know anything about soccer. We don't care anything about soccer. And, more importantly, we're not very good at soccer. Don't try to make us something we're not. And don't talk down to us. Yeah, I don't have a problem with him getting fired. Good riddance, I say. Don't try to change who we are. Finally, I'm thankful for Tony Romo. Tony Romo, Dallas Cowboys quarterback, for being the adult.
I think you all know something magical is happening to our team. I'm not going to allow this situation to negatively affect Dak or this football team by becoming a constant distraction. I think Dak knows that I have his back, and I think I know that he has mine.
Now, a number of people heard those comments that Tony Romo made and thought, you know, what an egomaniac. Why does he need to make comments? Why does he need to say anything? You're the backup quarterback. Just sit there and be quiet. There aren't any other backup quarterbacks saying anything. But I'm going to tell you right now why I like Tony Romo saying that. Because he's not saying it for himself. He knows his role. He's not saying it for Dak Prescott, as much as they might spin that he is. He's not even saying it for the media, and he's not saying it for the fans. He's not saying, I'm content just being the number two guy here, and I'm going to try to help Dak as much as I can. He's not saying that for media and the fans. That isn't who that's for. You know who that's for? That's for Jerry Jones. That's for Jerry Jones to say, hey, Jerry, I'm fine. Don't pull the plug on this because you're going to try to get this season to spiral out of control like you always do. That's who that's for. And for that, I am thankful for Tony Romo for being the adult down in Dallas. Of course, I'm also thankful for you, loyal listener, whoever you are, listening to the show, hopefully sharing the show, hopefully, bottom line, enjoying the show. I'm thankful to those of you who listen, who send emails, who send texts, who send tweets, who read the articles and all the things that we do here at the Daily Dose. Genuinely, from me to you, I thank you. I am thankful for you this Thanksgiving season. You know, one of the listeners that I hear from quite a bit, and I've told you guys in the past, one of the listeners that I hear from, whether it's tweets or hitting me on Facebook or hitting me up on Twitter, sending emails, whatever it might be, is Trixie down in Florida. And of course, I called Trixie a few weeks back and put her on. I was actually going to try to give her a call today. I don't know if I can get a hold of her. I'm going to give her a call today, and let's see if we can check in before the Thanksgiving holiday. Maybe wish her a happy Thanksgiving. Let's see if she answers. This is going to be a really short segment we've got going here.
You have reached Trixie. How can I help you?
Trixie, it is Clint from the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. How are you doing today?
Oh, my goodness. No way. This is so cool. Are you kidding me? Are you calling me again?
I'm calling you again. I just wanted to kind of check in on you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, I've been thinking about, you know, I like to put on my Twitter that you'll be my future husband and everything.
Well, I don't know about all that. I wanted to just kind of check in on you, though. You know, we had spoke on the 100th episode, and I kind of wanted to just check in and see how you were doing since then. I got a lot of good feedback. I had a lot of people that really enjoyed your appearance on the show last time.
Oh, my goodness, really? I'm pretty boring. I don't know why anybody cares about me.
Well, Trixie, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, just a few things, and I won't keep you. I'm glad you answered, and thanks for being on. But I've had a few listeners speculating a little bit on what you might do for a living. Do you in any capacity, I don't know, work in some sort of adult entertainment business or something?
That's kind of personal, I would think, you know, because I mentioned before that I do kind of a little bit of everything.
Right,
and,
that's...
You know, I mean, I do work in the evenings, but, you know, I'm just a cocktail waitress, you know. I mean, I do work nights because that's when the best tips are.
Okay.
Nothing sketchy or anything like that.
Okay, I just wanted to check, just wanted to clarify and make sure what it was that you did. So let me ask you this. Are you off this week? Do you have any time off this week? Or, you know, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. You know, I am taking off, of course, Thanksgiving myself, you know, and be my family.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, we got the shopping we got to do on Friday because, you know, it's all about Walmart.
Are you gonna go shopping on Black Friday?
Oh, you know, it is a tradition in my family, and we have to get out there with all the crazies because, you know, we're all crazy, too.
Oh, you are the bravest person alive. I can't imagine going out in that.
Oh my goodness! You know, we have a whole system. It's crazy out there, but you know, you have to know where you're going to go.
Here's the thing:
it's pointless. You don't want to get in too late. You got,
right.
I mean, there's timing on this thing. You know, you really have to know what you're doing, and I have it all down to a science at this point. We've been doing it so long.
Here's the thing that concerns me about going to Walmart. You said you might go to Walmart. If you go to Walmart, and let's say they have the most expensive thing in the entire store on sale, like, what's the most expensive thing in the whole store? Like $8?
At Walmart? Oh shoot! No, they got those big old HD screen TVs.
Okay.
Be there, but they're not worth $8. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, are they? I don't know. Seems like they're.
Right? Oh, Well, yeah, I mean, you can get computers there, you can get stereos, you can get, I mean, goodness, you can get pretty much anything you need there. I mean, you know, even fish. Well, I don't know if they do fish anymore.
What about jewelry?
Yeah, you can get a lot of stuff there.
What about your jewelry? Are you getting your jewelry there?
No, I don't really get my jewelry from there, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they do have some nice pieces. I definitely look when I walk by.
Let me ask you this. We've been talking today on the show about a number of things that we are thankful for here at the Daily Dose. And I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Is there anything off the top of your head that you're thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just grateful that I have my family with me.
That's nice.
That I get to spend the time with them, you know, because everyone's getting older and life is short. We really should just appreciate the time we have with people because, you know, it can be taken away in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I agree with you 100%. So you're thankful for your family. Is there anything else you're thankful for this year?
Oh, well, I definitely am thankful for my job. You know, it does provide for me and allows me to do many things that I like to do. And,
okay.
You know, I love life, okay? You know, every day is a blessing, and I'm just thankful that I wake up in the morning.
Now, you're down in Florida. How's your weather down there? Is it nice and warm?
Oh, you know, today it's been about 70 degrees. It was a little bit cooler earlier. But shoot, I was sitting out on my mama's porch this morning, and we were sitting in the rocking chairs, and it was just a delight.
I like that. What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving? I think Thanksgiving is an underrated holiday. What's your favorite part about it?
Well, of course, the eating.
Well, sure. I love the gluttony part of it.
Well, of course, you know, you want to bring your stretchiest pants you have.
Okay.
Unless you're at home, then you can do whatever you want. But, you know, if you're going over someone else's house, you got to make sure you have your stretchy pants on or pants you can unbutton that, you know, nothing pops out or anything
sure.
like that, or a long enough shirt. And, yeah, you just go and you make sure you have yourself a good plate and sit down with your family and you just discuss things. You know, try to stay away from certain topics.
Sure.
You know, because you always have that one uncle's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But, have yourself a good, nice drink. You know, maybe watch some football if you're into that, which, you know, I'm not so much. But, you know, other people will be. You know, it's fun. It's definitely fun.
What's your drink of choice on Thanksgiving? Is there something that you're looking to, or just in general, what's your drink of choice that you're going to be drinking?
Oh, my drink of choice. You know, it's kind of funny that he asked me that. You know, kind of a combination between, it's kind of like what they call an Angry Palmer. So it's like lemonade with a sweet tea vodka.
Okay.
So it is delightful. It is so refreshing, and I will drink those until the cows come home. I'm telling you what, they are so good.
And that's called an Angry Palmer?
That's kind of what I've named it. I've heard other people call it that as well, and, you know, we kind of just giggle about it. So I think that's what they're called.
Okay. I'm going to have to try that. I don't think I've ever tried that. Wow.
It is so good because you can't taste the alcohol in it, which is the best.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I had a little bit of a cold.
That's all right. It seems like everybody's just kind of sick right now. It's just that time of year. There's a lot of people getting sick right now.
Yeah.
Other than that, how are things though? Are things going well for you?
Absolutely. You know, I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I think it was last week or maybe the week before. You know, I don't get on Twitter a whole lot.
Right.
You know, when I do, I usually just have to direct message people. I don't really do a lot of Twittering. But I was on there last week and I posted a video.
You posted
a
video.
I posted a video. Not of myself.
Oh.
You know, because I don't want people all knowing who I am and everything.
Right.
But anyway, so, you know, because it's out in the universe. I don't need everybody knowing where I'm at.
I agree.
Anyway, so, yeah, so I post this video because I go to this exercise class, and it's a bunch of trampolines. Are you familiar with this?
No. It's an exercise class on trampolines?
It is. It actually is a class on trampolines. You know, everyone has their little square, I guess more like a rectangle.
Okay.
And, you know, they tell you what you need to do. You know, you're jumping, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I tell you what, I can't tell you how many women had come up to me and said, I pee a little bit every time I jump.
Really?
It was the craziest thing. And, you know, I was just so tickled about it. I started talking to him about it, and we've got it all figured out now. But, oh, my goodness. Ladies, you need to understand, you need protection.
Well, apparently, yeah, they do. What do you do for, is there a protective device you should be wearing or something there?
Oh, I think ladies can be creative. They know what I'm talking about.
Okay, because I clearly don't, but that's
no.
Okay, that's okay.
Now, you're a man, but, you know, yeah. Your significant other, you know, maybe she might know what I'm talking about. And, you know, if any lady's ever been on a trampoline after the age of about 20, you're going to understand it a little bit, you know, and I don't know what it is. Men are so lucky in that department, you know, sometimes I wish we were a man. You just have it so easy.
Well, yeah, that's true, especially if taking a trampoline class, I definitely don't have to worry about that.
No, not at all. But it is so much fun. You should really try it.
I don't know if I'm going to try that, but I might go check out your video and see what it is that you guys are doing.
Well, you know, I didn't want to show everybody else because that would have been a little bit intrusive either. So it's kind of just, me bouncing a little bit and, you know, kind of showing what it kind of looks like inside the place and everything. So it's pretty cool. I thought it was. You know, maybe I'll do a little bit more, but I don't know. I don't want to intrude on anybody's privacy.
Wow. Okay. Okay, well, I'm just putting that out there to listeners. If you want to go check out Trixie on Twitter, you can probably find her via my Twitter on Daily Dose, because I know that she follows me and she will send some stuff to me every once in a while, but you can probably go find that video and check that out. Well, Trixie, I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for stopping by the Daily Dose again. We always enjoy having you. We'll have to have you again sometime, maybe in the next few weeks, but we always enjoy having you stop by. I had a number of people reach out to me and say how much they enjoyed listening to you on the show last time.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Clint. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I do have some other stories for you, but we'll leave that for another time. I got some dating disasters to tell you about.
You have some dating disasters?
Oh, yes, honey. It's crazy. People are crazy, okay?
Hey, do me a favor. I want you to hold on to those, because I do want to have you back on the show, maybe a little later in December, before Christmas. We'll have you on again, and you can share some of those stories. But please, put a pin in those and hold those for us, okay?
I will do that just for you.
Thank you, Trixie. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, every time I go to get new body armor or some more drones, I always go to Amazon. But I don't just go to any Amazon. I go to rogueintel.com/Amazon. So this way I can help out my favorite podcast with every purchase I make. And I know I purchase a lot. Get to the chopper now!
Dear podcast listener, we accept the fact that we have to sacrifice not only our Wednesdays, but our Fridays as well to entertain you. But we think you are crazy to make us do a promo telling you who we think we are. When you listen to our podcast, you think you know who we are, in the simplest terms, in the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a dork.
I had the basket case.
And I'm a princess.
And I'm a pothead.
Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Prime Podcast. Find out more at theprimepod.com. Think of the tender things that
we were working on. Hi guys, it's Kim from Round Trip, the travel podcast where we share our stories and travel experiences. You can listen to Round Trip at rogueintel.com.
This November, you are invited on a tour of the world, celebrating art, culture, and...
Hammond, this is bad.
That's to release it, you muppet.
Jeremy!
What?
James has electrocuted himself.
What a...
The Grand Tour launches 18th November with Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May.
Why are you talking like that?
It's a radio ad. That's how you talk.
You sound like an idiot.
Exclusive to Amazon Prime. eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
Always an adventure to hear from Trixie. I'm never quite sure what she's going to say. We're going to have to check back in with her in a few weeks, possibly. You know, there's a story out there in the world of sports that keeps surfacing, and I'm telling you right now, it needs to go away. Now, here at the Daily Dose, we've talked about this in the past. There's a number of times that the sports media is going to try to jam something down your throat, and they're going to try to convince you that it's a sports story. Got a few of them going right now, but I want to touch on one specifically. And that is the idea that boxer Floyd Mayweather and MMA fighter Conor McGregor are going to fight. I'm telling you right now, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And why they keep telling this, I don't know. It's the equivalent of basically saying the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championship last year, so you know what they're going to do? Next up, they're going to play the Pittsburgh Penguins in hockey. It's two different sports. Stop acting like this has a legitimate possibility of happening. It doesn't. There isn't a governing body in the United States that would sanction this fight. And if you put it overseas, so you say, okay, we'll go put it in Dubai, we'll go put it somewhere else, that's fine. But it means sacrificing more and more of the pay-per-view money. And when we look at these two fighters, McGregor and Mayweather, you tell me which one of them is going to sacrifice some purse. Which one of them is going to be like, nah, you know what, I got enough money. Why don't you go ahead and keep that? They're never going to split a purse, and they're never going to sacrifice more money to go overseas. And just like playing Cavaliers versus Penguins, it's going to have the same result. If they play basketball, Cleveland's going to win. If they play hockey, Pittsburgh is going to crush them. Do you see the same thing there? If they box, I've got news for you. Floyd Mayweather is going to win that fight. And do not give me, do not try to spin the Conor McGregor was originally a boxer. I've heard that argument as well. Look, Floyd Mayweather, you might like him, you might hate him. He's fought 49 professional boxing matches. Conor McGregor has fought zero. Zero. First off, no one's going to sanction it. No one's going to let him get in the ring. Let's see, let's look at the list here. You have 49 fights. Let's see, you have none. Huh. They're not going to sanction that fight. Second off, it's not going to be a fight. If it sticks to boxing, Mayweather's going to dominate. We've had some decent fighters that fight for a living fight Floyd Mayweather, and they can't catch him. How do you think a guy who has never boxed in his life professionally is going to catch Mayweather? It's not going to happen. The only way I'd be interested in seeing this fight, I'll throw this out there, is if they boxed for the first five rounds, and then you take off the boxing gloves, you put on the MMA gloves, and for the last five rounds, we get to see you guys actually get down to work. And again, no one's going to sanction that fight. Stop talking about it. It isn't news. It isn't smart. It doesn't make any sense. It's not going to happen. You know, tomorrow, everyone is going to be giving thanks for all the things in life that they have been blessed with. And you know, the NFL is no different. The NFL has things that they are thankful for. Every team has things which they should be thankful for. So right now, here on the Daily Dose, we're going to run down a quick list of one thing each NFL team should be thankful for. Light of Thanksgiving coming tomorrow. Each team has something to be thankful for. Now, some teams, I'll admit, are a little bit harder than others, but let's go through each team and see if we can come up with something for each team to be thankful for. Let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals, of course. Now that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, Cardinals actually have the longest current streak of not winning a championship. And I guess the thing they have to be thankful for is someone like Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald is a guy that goes out and produces. And let's be real clear. The Cardinals haven't really been much of a threat for years. With Larry Fitzgerald in the lineup, they actually saw a Super Bowl. So yeah, Larry Fitzgerald. It's not bad. Arizona Cardinals should be thankful for him. The Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons, ooh, that's a little tougher. It's a little bit tougher to come up with something for the Atlanta Falcons. They haven't had much success either. Atlanta Falcons, I will go with Minnesota Vikings kicker Gary Anderson. Remember the 98 NFC Championship game? Anderson had a chip shot to seal the game. He missed it. Falcons went on to win, went on to their only Super Bowl appearance. Yeah, Gary Anderson, I guess the Atlanta Falcons have to be thankful for you. Baltimore Ravens. What are the Baltimore Ravens? I guess they have to be thankful to Art Modell. Remember, owner Art Modell moved the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore. And I'll give you one, just one more side note. He hired Ozzie Newsome. You know, giving them a franchise, pretty nice. Hiring Ozzie Newsome, even better. So Baltimore, you've got something to be thankful for. The Buffalo Bills. What could the Buffalo Bills be thankful for? I guess I would say the Buffalo Bills have to be thankful to Thurman Thomas for keeping their streak alive in Super Bowl 26. I'll be honest, Super Bowl 26, if you don't remember it, the Buffalo Bills were going to play the Washington Redskins. Buffalo kind of looked like they might match up pretty favorably with Washington. And then Thurman Thomas lost his helmet, and then the Bills got blown out again and then again. And, of course, we had the four in a row. And so I guess, you know, Thurman Thomas for keeping the streak alive. I thought they were in danger. They might have actually won that game. Thurman Thomas couldn't find his helmet for like the first quarter. Washington jumped on him early, put them right back out. So, yeah, the Bills have things to be thankful for. Carolina Panthers. What do the Carolina Panthers have to be thankful for? They, you know, they don't really have a great history. Maybe that Luke Kuechly is okay. You've got to go through concussion protocol. But, you know, the only player that have their number retired, we talked about it over the summer. We talked about the only player in Carolina Panthers history to have their number retired, linebacker Sam Mills. So I guess they have to be thankful for Sam Mills. I didn't even realize he played for the Panthers, to be honest. I thought he was with the Saints. But Sam Mills, that's what the Panthers have to be thankful for. I don't know what he did, but Chicago Bears. What do Chicago Bears have to be thankful for? I'm going to say they have to be thankful to Walter Payton for being the best quarterback in Chicago Bears history. Yeah. Yeah, I said quarterback. And yeah, I know what position Sweetness played. He's still the best quarterback in Bears history. The Cincinnati Bengals. What do the Bungles have to be thankful for? I'd say they'd have to be kind of in line with, you know, the Thurman Thomas thing with the Bills. They've got to be thankful to head coach Marvin Lewis for keeping the Bengals kind of in their lane. You know, stay in your lane. Marvin Lewis seems to keep them in their lane. Last year, the Bengals were threatening to get out of their lane. They were threatening to win a playoff game. But you know what? When the chips are down and things get tough, you can usually count on the Marvin Lewis way coming through in the clutch. And that's what we saw last year in the playoffs. Cincinnati Bengals melted down in like the last 90 seconds, and suddenly they were losing the game and going, right back into that comfort zone, right where we belong. Yep, we were going to win a game, and not anymore. Nice job. Marvin Lewis, thank you to you. Cleveland Browns. What do the Cleveland Browns have to be thankful for? I mean, Johnny Manziel leaving? I don't know. They don't have a whole lot. Haven't had a lot in recent history to be thankful for. Maybe the Cleveland Browns, we talked earlier with the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, owner Art Modell moved the Browns to Baltimore. Maybe the Cleveland Browns need to be thankful to Art Modell for giving them a break for a few seasons. Because remember, we had a few years back in the mid-90s, there was no Cleveland Browns. And everyone was like, oh, Art Modell's such a jerk. Can't believe Art Modell moved them and he gave them to Baltimore. And that's, was it that bad? I mean, you kind of got a break. You got up on Sunday mornings and you're like, yeah, we don't have to worry about the Browns losing today. We don't have to worry about them embarrassing themselves today. Not all bad. I know you want to be mad at Art Modell. I know the city of Cleveland hates Art Modell. But maybe he gave you a little bit of a break. Not the worst thing in the world. The Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys, a lot of success. Won a lot of games. What could the Dallas Cowboys be thankful for? I'm gonna go ahead and say it. The Dallas Cowboys, hey, they've got to be thankful to Pablo Escobar for powering their franchise for decades. Like, we can go clear back to like the 70s. Hollywood Henderson, of course we know Michael Irvin, Pablo Escobar, he was getting them some product, let's just say that. Dallas Cowboys, they've got a lot to be thankful for. The Denver Broncos, of course my hometown team I cover, team that I've cheered for since I was little, the Denver Broncos, what are the Denver, I'll say the Denver Broncos have to be thankful to Peyton Manning. And of course, you know, they've had some success with the job that John Elway has done, the job that owner Pat Bowlen has done, but Peyton Manning, for winning a Super Bowl, despite the fact that basically last season he was being carried around in a bucket. Now, here's the other side to that. Because, yes, the Broncos won. Now, of course, we're getting, remember we just talked about things that aren't news? Now we're getting the rumors being thrown out there. Hey, Peyton Manning did. Maybe Tony Romo wants to come to Denver. A few problems with that. One, Denver can't protect a quarterback to save their life. Two, Tony Romo is a little bit, I'm just going to say he might be Italian. He's a little bit fragile. I'm not sure he wants to come here to get crushed 50 times a game behind this dreadful offensive line. And lastly, since when do the Broncos have that much money? Nobody has that much money. But the Denver Broncos certainly don't have the money to get Tony Romo. Why is this a story? Why do they keep, hey, you know what? Did you hear? Tony Romo probably going to Denver. Okay, with what money and for what reason and to get killed when he can't stay healthy? Like, he did that press conference to talk about Dak Prescott being the starter, and I think he strained something in his back just talking about it. Stop telling us Tony Romo is coming to Denver. Makes no sense. The Detroit Lions, Of course, the Detroit Lions going to be play tomorrow on Thanksgiving. What do the Detroit Lions have to be thankful for? I'm going to say they should be thankful for Thanksgiving, for the holiday itself. Because let's be honest, for the most part, that's the only time anybody really watches that team. Other than Thanksgiving, name the last time you sat down and were just like, oh, I don't know, the Lions are on tonight. Restore the roar. I'm going to sit down and watch a few minutes of this game. Barry Sanders? I don't know. Did we go back to Billy Sims? The Dexter Bussey, Eric Hipple years? I don't know. But on Thanksgiving, we watched the Lions, and that's really the only time. So, yeah, I think that's it. The Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers are struggling this year. We saw them again. That might be one of the worst professional NFL defenses I have seen in a long, long time. Remember those fake championship belts that Aaron Rodgers used to be putting on after every touchdown? We ought to be thankful for those belts. Remember all those belts he'd get in the end zone and he'd put the championship belt on? Because I got news for you. Right now, looks like those fake championship belts are about the closest the Green Bay Packers are going to get to any sort of a championship anytime soon. What was that? Discount double check championship belt? Yeah. They're going to be thankful for that. The Houston Texans. The Houston Texans. Maybe thankful to Texans management for having the foresight to sign a great young quarterback like Brock Osweiler. I don't know if you saw Monday night, of course, the Texans lost to the Raiders. And like Brock had a pretty good game. And then we saw afterward, apparently, someone in the Mexico City crowd was shining a laser in his eyes. Dangerous situation. A little bit odd that he had like his best night. If I'm Houston, I might be going and trying to sign a laser guy. Because that was the closest thing he looked to like a real, genuine NFL quarterback we've seen all year from Brock Osweiler. You better get laser guy on the staff. The Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts, I'll tell you what. They better thank their lucky stars. They better be thankful every single day they get up and say thank you for somehow blessing us with Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, and now Andrew Luck. Colts seem like they're kind of getting a little bit better as the season goes. But wow, they've been a little bit fortunate in the way they've had quarterbacks back in Indianapolis. The Jacksonville Jaguars. What do the Jaguars have to be thankful for? It's not Blake Bortles, I'll tell you that. Maybe they should be thankful to London for hosting some of their games, because I'm going to be honest, we don't want them. Like, Jacksonville doesn't want their games. I don't know, you can try to hand these out. I mean, they're just giving these games out in London. You want to watch them? You guys can have your tea and crumpets and watch the Jaguars, because we don't want to watch them. They're pretty awful. Kansas City Chiefs. Let's see, the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Kansas City, I don't know if you've ever been to Kansas City. Kansas City's kind of a fun place. Kansas City has a ton of really, really good barbecue joints. And I'd say they need to be thankful for those, because in Kansas City, those barbecue places keep head coach Andy Reid from getting angry. And let me tell you this, you won't like Andy Reid when he's angry. So I'd say barbecue, something to be thankful for back in Kansas City. The Los Angeles Rams. What do the Rams have to be thankful for? Doesn't look like it's their head coach or even their new draft pick. I'm going to say the Los Angeles Rams should be thankful to Dick Vermeil. Remember Dick Vermeil? They were still in St. Louis. And he brought the greatest show on turf. And also he brought crying. Remember he'd cry after every single game? Like game 5, played the Cardinals. He's in there weeping, talking about these guys, they just work so hard. I don't know how they do it. Way to go, Dick Vermeil. You showed that, you know, you can be sensitive, like really sensitive, maybe a little bit senile. But hey, he did bring the greatest show on turf. So the Miami Dolphins, what do the Dolphins have to be? We're going to have to go back a little bit for the Dolphins. We're going to have to go back in time just a little bit. Like, you know, I mean, the Dolphins play, like they kind of operate their franchise like back in the 70s. They got to be thankful to Don Shula. Don Shula, like in the 70s, though. Not in the 80s, because then he couldn't surround Marino with enough talent. But in the 70s, remember, they were winning Super Bowls, and they were going undefeated. And now, it's almost 2020, and they're still talking about those days. So, Don Shula, but just in the 70s. Not before that and not after that, but just in the 70s, Don Shula. There you go. Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings. Hey, you got to be thankful that they recently cut kicker Blair Walsh. It was obvious that, you know, Walsh was struggling. He missed the easy kick last year that would have advanced them in the playoffs. Now, the Vikings are back in control. They're going to contend for the Super Bowl, right? Now, things will definitely get better. So, yeah, good job, Vikings. The New England Patriots. What do the Patriots have to be thankful for? I'll tell you the thing, honestly. And like, we can be sarcastic. I'll tell you the thing, honestly, that the Patriots have to be thankful for. The NFL tuck rule. How different would that franchise be if we go way back and we look at Tom Brady, and instead of us saying, man, Tom Brady just comes through in the clutch, you know, beat the Raiders, and then he won the Super Bowl, and then he's won, you know, multiple Super Bowls. What if it's just, yeah, Tom Brady fumbled against the Raiders in that snowy game and the Raiders won? Completely different franchise if not for that tuck rule. Yeah, I'd say the Patriots, they owe a big debt of gratitude to the NFL tuck rule. The New Orleans Saints, what do they have to be thankful for? I guess the Saints really have to be thankful for indoor football. Because when they go outside, they don't seem to like football as much. And preferably, they would really prefer to play against teams that have no offense because their defense year in, year out is horrible. Like every year, this year we're really going to come through on defense. No, you're not. You like to play inside, and you like to play against really, really bad offensive football teams. And if you can do that, the Saints are going to be right in the thick of it. The New York Giants. What do the Giants have to be thankful for? Let's see. They should be thankful to Lawrence Taylor. Because when you think about it, Lawrence Taylor, like, he encapsulated what New York is. Like, he was New York. He was big. He was powerful. He was exciting. He was amazingly talented. And he was dangerous and, you know, chock full of drugs. So, yeah, I'd say Lawrence Taylor is probably the guy for the Giants. The New York Jets. What do the Jets have to... You know, the Jets don't have much to be thankful for. You want to talk about a little bit of a snake bit franchise. New York Jets. I mean, going back to Joe Willie Namath? It's a long ways back. Vinny Testaverde? I don't know. Well, the Jets... you know what? I'd say as many different people as there are in New York, they all bond over one thing. And that is that they hate Geno Smith. So I'd say, Geno Smith, thanks to you. The Jets have to be thankful to Geno Smith because he brings everybody together. A lot of different religions, a lot of different races, a lot of different arguments, you know, around the Jets. But one thing they can all agree on, Geno Smith, we can't stand you. The Oakland Raiders. Raiders had some success. Raiders look like they're a hot team again. Starting to be talked about maybe being a playoff contender. What do the Raiders have to be thankful for? I'm going to say, yeah, Al Davis. Guys like Kenny Stabler, John Madden. Now, I'm going to say George Lucas. Star Wars director, whatever he was, George Lucas, for designing the Oakland Raiders official NFL fan apparel. Thanks, George. Good looking out. The Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles, again, haven't had a ton to be thankful for. Been struggling. Haven't won a Super Bowl. Been to a couple Super Bowls. Haven't won any of them. I'd say the Philadelphia Eagles need to be thankful to Santa Claus. You know, we're coming up to the holiday season. They should be thankful to Santa Claus for bringing out their true colors. Because Santa Claus comes out on the field and we just see Eagles fans throwing like bottles at him. Hey, good job, Santa. Way to bring out, way to just let them show who they really are. Santa Claus. Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers got to be thankful to their owner, the Rooney family, for their glacier-like pace when they look at their coaching staff. Because I got news for you. Last few seasons, can we all agree Mike Tomlin is underachieving just a little bit? And I'll tell you what, the Rooney family isn't making a move anytime soon. Like, they will watch him struggle for another 10 years, and then they'll be like, I don't know, should we do anything with him, or want to wait? Should we wait? Let's wait another 5 years. Let's go another 5 years and see what he does. Steelers aren't making any quick decisions. They don't want to do anything rash. The San Diego Chargers. It's a wonderful song. The San Diego Chargers. You know who I'm going to thank for San Diego Chargers? Because you might look at San Diego, and I mean, they've had some big-time quarterbacks. You go back to the John Hadle years, of course, Dan Fouts. Now they've got Philip Rivers. But you know who the San Diego Chargers really need to be thankful for? Stan Humphries. Remember Stan Humphries? He looked like a fat-faced squirrel in that helmet. But you know, you can have Rivers, you can have Fouts, you can have all the... Stan Humphries actually got them to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Stan Humphries. I think he's the guy. I think he's definitely the guy. San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers. I'll tell you what, right now they don't have much to be thankful for, do they? Struggling a little bit to find things to be thankful for right now. I guess you got to say thank you to Bill Walsh for all those memories that you have back in the 80s, into the 90s. You know, back when you had a professional football franchise. Those were good times. Good times. You don't have a pro football franchise anymore, but back then, that was great stuff. The Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to say they got to say thank you to Pete Carroll. And you, that might surprise you. That might surprise you, because I have in the past giving Pete Carroll, you know, a hard time about a few different things. But you can't deny Pete Carroll won a title in Seattle. And remember, up until that point, the only thing that the Seattle Seahawks had really to hang their hat on, remember every week they try to like break that noise record? We lost again this week, but hey, guys, let's be really loud and see if we can set the record for the NFL for loudest stadium. When you win a Super Bowl, then you can kind of stop doing that silly stuff. Like we're going to make, you know, the world's biggest ball of twine and stuff like that. No, we just have a good football team. And Pete Carroll kind of changed that. So, hey, you got to be thankful to him. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, okay this year. What are they, about 500 right now? But not a lot to be thankful for. Look back at Warren Sapp and Tony Dungy and, of course, John Gruden. I'm going to say for Tampa Bay, they should be thankful for their current uniforms. Because their current uniforms are so bad that we actually miss Bucko Bruce on the side of their helmet. Like, we look back at those creamsicle uniforms like, man, those are good-looking uniforms. Compared to what they have now, those were perfect. Uniforms they have now are hideous. And just a side note, Bucko Bruce looks a lot like Denver Broncos backup rookie quarterback Paxton Lynch. Take a look at that the next time you get a chance. I'm just saying, I've never seen the two of them at the same time. Is it the same guy? Possibly. Maybe. You never know. Tennessee Titans. What do the Tennessee Titans have to, I mean, hey, they got a nice little thing going. Marcus Mariota, at times, looks good. Looks like they're kind of building. They're kind of getting some things going. I'm going to say the Tennessee Titans need to be thankful for Jeff Fisher leaving. I don't know if you remember that. But, you know, Jeff Fisher got them to a Super Bowl. And then he had a couple down years, and they kind of agreed, hey, Fisher agreed, I'm going to leave, and the Titans agreed, yeah, why don't, probably be best if you did leave. And they really should be thankful that Fisher left. Because otherwise, I mean, we've kind of seen, if left to his own devices, he's not the greatest coach. So that's not all bad. Our final team to give thanks this year, the Washington Redskins. And I mean, honestly, I guess you got to say thank you to Joe Gibbs. Because for all of the talk we have about great quarterbacks and top quarterback play, and you've got to have a great quarterback, Joe Gibbs won with Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, and Mark Rippon. Who? Yes. If you could win with that group, you probably should say thank you. So college football, we're starting to see things take a little more shape. But I wanted to just look at a few teams. Because now we're starting to see, okay, let's see, they have just two games left in their championship, and they've got one game left in their championship. Of course, if you're in the Big 12, you've got like one game left and then nothing. So you're just kind of keeping your fingers crossed and hoping somebody, you know, trips up in front of you. But when we look at college football, I want to start looking at who have you beaten? Who have you beaten? Because that is going to tell us a little bit about how deserving you are. So let's just run through the top 10 teams really, really quickly and take a look at who each team has beaten. Do you really have a stake to claim? Can you really sit there and say, hey, we deserve to be in the final football playoff? Or have you beaten anybody? And it might not be exactly what you think it is. Number one, Alabama. Hey, Alabama beat, to open the season at the time, number 20, USC. They've beaten number 19, Mississippi State, 16, Arkansas, number 9, Tennessee, number 6, Texas A&M, and number 13, LSU. That's not bad. Six top 20 ranked teams on the Alabama resume there? Yeah, that's not bad. Alabama, right up there. Number 2, Ohio State. They beat number 14, Oklahoma, number 8, Wisconsin, and number 10, Nebraska. So they have three teams on their list. Number 3, Michigan. They also beat Wisconsin, and that's it. Do you see kind of the disparity here? They beat Wisconsin. I mean, they beat Colorado, but remember at the time, Colorado was unranked. We didn't think Colorado was going to be anything. Yes, you beat Colorado. I'm not going to take that away from you, but we didn't know exactly what Colorado was going to be then, and Michigan certainly didn't, you know who Colorado was at that time. So one ranked team at the time they played them. Number 4, Clemson. They beat Louisville, and they beat Florida State, so they have two teams on their list. Kind of starts to look a little different, doesn't it? I mean, you look at Alabama, they are clearly the big dog. Ohio State, they've beaten 3, and then it starts to drop off quite a bit. Wisconsin is now sitting at number 5. And don't sleep on Wisconsin. They could slip through. If they get to the Big Ten Championship and they win the Big Ten Championship, Wisconsin might be going to the playoff. They have beaten number 5, LSU, and number 7, Nebraska. Now they will, you know, still have to play some more games. Number 6, Washington beat Stanford, who was number 7 at the time, and they beat number 17, Utah. Not a great schedule for the Pac-12. Pac-12 is a little bit off. Number 7, Oklahoma. They beat number 21, TCU, and number 14, West Virginia. Not real strong. Penn State. There's a number of people talking about, you know, Penn State could get into the Big Ten championship game. And if they get into the Big Ten championship game, hey, if they win it, who knows? They could end up, they've beaten Ohio State, and that's it. And they really haven't played anybody else. So Penn State, I guess. Colorado. Obviously, I'm here in Colorado. A lot of excitement going on around the Buffaloes here. But Colorado hasn't beaten anybody. They beat number 22 Washington State. That's it. They lost to Michigan. We played them tough for 3 quarters. That doesn't really count for anything. They beat number 22 Washington State. That's all they have on their resume. Number 10, Oklahoma State has beaten Texas, who was number 22 at the time. And they beat number 10 West Virginia. Do you see where there's kind of a disparity in some of these teams? Like we get caught up in where they're ranked, but you kind of forget, well, yeah, but you haven't really done anything. The biggest thing that the playoff committee has to try to answer is who do you put in that playoff? Do you put the best team or do you put the most deserving team? Because they're not the same thing. Believe it or not, they're not the same thing. It might be the same thing with Alabama. Yeah, Alabama's the best, and you know what? They're the most deserving. After that, I don't have any idea. Is Michigan one of the best teams in the country right now? I doubt it. I don't think they are. Could they be one of the most deserving? Well, if they roll through, if they beat Ohio State and they win the Big Ten championship, yeah, I guess. Are they one of the best teams? Probably not. If a Penn State or a Wisconsin slips through, they're deserving. Are they one of the best teams? I doubt it. I told you last week, I think one of the best teams playing in college football right now, and they proved me right, is that Southern Cal team. I wouldn't want anything to do with Southern Cal. They would scare me a lot right now. They can come out and they can beat you defensively. They can beat you offensively. They've got a ton of talent. Yes, they started slow, took those 3 losses. I wouldn't want to touch them. They might be one of the best teams in the country. And unless we just have Armageddon chaos, they don't have a chance of getting in to that final playoff poll. They have no prayer of that. Going to be interesting to see how this all breaks down. Hey, a few things to keep in mind as we look at college football this week. Got some huge games. Got some rivalry games. I don't want to go through every single game and break it down. I just want to throw this out to you. Here's a couple games you might want to keep in mind if you're not a huge college football fan. You might want to turn these on and check them out. Thanksgiving night. We talked earlier about the good games we've got for the NFL. Thanksgiving night, we've got number 16 LSU at number 25 Texas A&M. That's not bad. And then on Friday, yes, you might be out doing your shopping or doing whatever, but number 6, Washington at number 22, Washington State in the Apple Cup. That has a chance to be a playoff game. Washington wins, they at least have a shot at getting in that final playoff bowl. And then, of course, on Saturday, we've got four big ones. Number 3, Michigan versus number 2, Ohio State. That is a playoff game. Whoever wins that game, you win the next round, you're going to the Final Four. That's a playoff game. Number 15, Auburn versus number 1, Alabama. Yes. Could Alabama afford to lose right now? Yes. I don't think there's any question. They could lose this game, still go to the SEC championship, win that, and they'd be fine. But might be an interesting game. Number 12, Utah at number 10, Colorado. It's not quite a playoff game, but it at least gets you in the conversation. Because let's say Colorado wins that game. They go to the Pac-12 championship to face most likely Washington. If Colorado won that, could they at least maybe possibly slip through? It's possible. And then you've got number 23, Florida versus number 17, Florida State. Both of those programs are down a little bit this year, but always entertaining when you see those rivalry games. Should be a fun weekend of football. Got NFL, got college football. It is a great time of the year. Okay, as we do every single week, we have got to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. And with it being Thanksgiving, I told you, going to have to be a little bit Thanksgiving flavored. And with the end of the year kind of coming, got to take a look back a little bit at 2016. And so today on the Daily Dose, we are going to count down the top 5 turkeys of the year. Okay. I guess that's our sound effect for turkeys of the year. We do have some turkeys, some big turkeys, some people that probably should be a little bit embarrassed of themselves. Number five on our Daily Dose top five turkeys of the year. Don't have to play that every time. We've been through this in the past. You don't have to do that every time. Number five, Jonathan Nicola. You might not know who that is. Jonathan Nicola is a 6'9", 11th grader, South Sudanese immigrant who is playing high school basketball this past year at Catholic Central in Windsor, Ontario. Nicola played in three high school games. He scored 10 points. He scored 12 points. He scored 9 points. But the problem came when Catholic Central traveled across the Canadian border to play a team in the United States. He was actually detained by the Canadian authorities. Turns out that Jonathan wasn't exactly the 11th grader we thought he was. He was a 29-year-old man. And Jonathan said he didn't know he was 29. He thought he was 16. Now, few problems. As usual, there are more than just one problem with this story. I don't know if it's more disturbing that you didn't realize 30 years had passed in your life. Like, he's living in Canada. It got warm. It got fall. It got winter. Okay, there's one. It got warm. It got fall. It got winter. You've seen 30 different changes of season, and it never occurred to you that you might be older than like 15, 16, 17 years old. He didn't know. I had no idea. I just thought, I don't know. I didn't look at a calendar. I didn't check. Now, I realize there are kids out there that don't know how old they are. Doubling it? Like, from 16 to 30? That's a big difference, isn't it? Now, as disturbing as that is, that's not actually the part that I'm most disturbed by. Here's a 6'9", 30-year-old man, and he was barely getting double digits in high school basketball games. 10 points? That's all you could muster was 10 points? If you're a 30-year-old man playing against children, shouldn't you be going out and dropping like 30, 40 on them? You're 6'9". No, chipping in 10. Wanted to pass the ball, coach. Didn't want to be a ball hog. Jonathan Nicola, you definitely are one of our turkeys of the year. Number four. Going to hand that to UFC. I've told you, I'm getting on board with UFC. I like the idea that UFC actually has fights, actually has big name fighters fighting. And if you don't fight, they have no problem. Okay, then you're out. Next up. I like the way they do some of that business. But you know, back earlier this year, UFC actually banned journalist Ariel Helwani. This was back in June. Because Helwani had reported that Brock Lesnar was going to be fighting in UFC 200. Can't say that. Cannot say that. So they banned him. They actually escorted him out of the building. Well, here's the problem. He was right. Lesnar did participate in UFC 200. Now, why did UFC pull his credentials? Why did they kick him out of the building? Because he made the announcement before they did. Now, you might hear that and say, well, hey, that's their rule. Think about that in any other league. Like Adam Schefter reports the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to draft Jameis Winston. We hear this stuff all the time. All right, that's it. You're banned. Look, UFC, if you want to be taken seriously, if you want to be a legit sport, allow real media guys to do their jobs. Because otherwise, it looks petty and it looks pathetic. And that's what UFC did earlier this year. Come on, you're better than that. You're better than that. Don't be one of those turkeys. Number three on our top five turkeys of the year. This just happened. Like, this is in the process right now. Fenwick High School in Oak Park, Illinois. Now, if you don't know this story, in a playoff game, Fenwick lost to Plainfield North. Now, this is really, really similar to that Central Michigan-Oklahoma State game earlier in the year. Here's what the deal is. Fenwick led 10-7, and they faced a fourth down on their own 15-yard line. There were only 4 seconds left. Fenwick threw the ball down the field just to run out the clock. They were penalized for intentional grounding. Okay, fine. You should penalize them. That's the end of the game. The referees, though, incorrectly awarded the other team, Plainfield North, an untimed down at the Fenwick 5-yard line. They kicked a field goal, forced overtime. In overtime, Fenwick scored a touchdown. They kicked the extra point. They went ahead 17-10. But then Plainfield North scored a touchdown, went for two, and won the game. But here's the problem. Fenwick is now suing the Illinois High School Association, saying they should be given the game. The refs made a mistake, and you should just give us the game. We should be playing in the playoffs, not Plainfield North. There is actually a lawsuit going on. Now, first off, the lawsuit isn't going to do anything, because the next playoff game will be played before any judge hears that or cares to hear that. Judge isn't getting anywhere near that. Here's the problem, though. We've all had life be unfair to us. You don't get to sue. And the people that are bringing this lawsuit against the Illinois High School Association Board of Directors, what are you teaching your kids? When life's unfair, sometimes you just got to sue somebody. No. Hey, yeah, you know what? It's rough. And sometimes that's how things are. I know I've been involved in games coaching, been involved in games playing. You've seen games maybe just as a spectator. You say, that's a bad call. That's the wrong call. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes things like that happen. And suing it? Not exactly the message that I want to send to kids. Fenwick High School, you definitely get to be one of our turkeys of the year. Number two on our list. I got to give it to Rio. I'm sorry, but remember the Rio Olympics? It wasn't that long ago. The empty seats, the green water, the crime, whatever happened with Ryan Lochte, that whole mess. The fact that there were athletes over there that we know for a fact have a history of doping. Well done, Rio. You come in at number two. You get to be one of our turkeys of the year. And the number one Daily Dose top five turkeys of the year. Again, we don't have to do that. Rhode Island Little League football. Yes, Rhode Island Little League football. The Capital City Buccaneers have apparently been kicked out of the Rhode Island Preteen Football League after the coach of the Buccaneers played a 19-year-old kid in a 13-year-old league. They said, the other team said they saw him on the side. They said it looked like he needed to shave, and they were confused because he had tattoos up and down his arms. Yeah, that's because he's 19. And again, this kind of goes back to the same thing. I don't know what's more disturbing. The fact that you tried to get over on everybody playing a 20-year-old, the fact that you got caught playing a 20-year-old, or the fact that the story isn't 20-year-old scores 14 touchdowns in 5 minutes. If you're trying to play and you're over the age limit of playing, can you at least dominate? Like, can you at least go out there and be like, hey, we had to check his birth certificate because every time he touched the ball, he scored. He was so good. We knew he was faking his age. Stop being stupid. There it is, your Daily Dose top five turkeys of the year. Next week, you know what? We're going to have to do our college basketball preview. And we're not going to get too deep. We're not going to get too far into it, but I want to kind of just give you a little bit of an intro. Who are the teams to watch? Who are maybe some of the players to watch? We'll just kind of skim the surface and give you an idea. I realize we don't care about college basketball until March Madness get here, but at least you'll kind of have an idea of who to keep an eye on as the season goes. Plus, a huge week in college football and NFL games. The NBA is getting better every single week. And of course, as you just saw, you never know which way the Daily Dose Top 5 is going to go. Hey, if you get a chance, head over to wherever it is that you download and subscribe to the podcast. Just give us a quick 5-star rating and a review. We would appreciate that so, so much. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to email us, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or hit us on Twitter or Facebook. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Have to say thank you to Trixie for stopping in again. Gonna have to do that again soon. We do appreciate your visits, though. Always entertaining. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, everyone out there listening. Thank you for tuning into the Daily Dose. I will see you all next weekend.